Hi everybody and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 1296 and I'm in the car and you can hear the air conditioner going full bore here because I'm driving in 36 degree heat. It's a real scorcher today. We're going through a real hot spell recently and I'm going to pick up my daughter from Dan. She's down near the coast. Sort of locally, it's about a 40-minute drive. Spending some time with a couple of friends down there. It's great to see her having fun. You know, it's a struggle for her seeing her sister go through what she's going through. And, you know, her sister, she's, as we speak right now, she's sitting in the emergency department of hospital again. And today's one of those days for me where it feels particularly heavy. And if you want to hear a little bit more on that, I'm not going to sit here and moan about it. You can go to episode 506 of the Mental, or 507, the Mental Toughness and Body Show. It's called 80% Don't Care and the Other 20% Are Glad It's You. And that's very true when it comes to what it is that you're going through, the pain and suffering, all that kind of stuff. People really don't give a rat's because it's not them. Most people are so self-involved, they really don't care. They might say, oh, that must be really hard. But at the end of the day, they're glad it's you. Most people, well, sorry, the 80% don't care, the other 20% are glad it's you. That's a saying from Les Brown. I just heard it today and it prompted me for a podcast. But yeah, look, today's a hard day for me. It's just an example of the fact that, you know, I'm not a robot. And, you know, I like to be raw and real in these podcasts so that you can see that, you know, I have challenges just like everybody else does. But it's how you manage them that really determines who you are as a person and how successful that you're going to be. And that's what I hope you get out of. Well, not just today, but all of these sessions that I do for you. And so today, last night was a late night with my youngest daughter. You know, we stayed up for quite some time talking. And then my alarm went off. I was allowed to have a little sleep in this morning. It's normally at 5 a.m. It's Tuesday. But today I got to sleep until 5:30. The alarm went off and I felt like, have I even been asleep? Because that just went by so quickly. So tired. So I get up, get ready, serve my clients for the morning. And then just realize how tired I was, how heavy I was. So I did some morning sessions and then being Tuesday, it's a big chest day for me, which... If you're a long-term listener, you'll know that I'm not going to the normal gym at the moment. I'm trying to avoid all the COVID stuff, stay out of the gym. I'm limiting it to one workout a week for about 20 to 30 minutes in the gym so that I can get access to 2 to 3 pieces of equipment that I need for my back because it's really serving me well with those exercises right now. So it's in the studio, so a different environment to start with, right? There's not as much noise, there's no other people working around you. So I've got to be 100% motivated myself. So I put some motivational stuff on my Apple TV through YouTube, you know, and just listening to that, and it wasn't working. You know, I was like, man, I'm sick of listening to this guy just ramble on about the same stuff. You know, those motivational people that get really angry and just... They're just shouting at you and swearing and stuff. I hate that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I just couldn't find the right thing. Did the workout. And I'm thinking, man, this is really tough for me. I did some heavier weights slightly this week. But I struggled. You know, my reps were down a little bit. And at the end of it, I thought, man, this is not an awesome workout. I made it through it. I did the work. But it wasn't great. And I felt super tired afterwards. Then I had, pretty much straight after that session, have a post-workout drink, had a client, then I had a full meal, and after that, I was then like, man, I am just so incredibly tired. And so I had to sleep. And for about 15 minutes, just on the floor of my office, that's how tired I was. And I think I literally passed out. I was that tired. So, had to sleep, got up, another client straight away. And since then, I then had to mobilize my youngest one, my eldest one's down where I'm about to go pick her up. And trying to, you know, get her mobilized and ready. She knew she had to go to hospital today. I'd be all checked out and stuff. And yeah, it's tough for her. It's such an ongoing thing. It's been going for almost a year now. It feels like 2 years. And it's just tough. And all those tough discussions that you have to have. And then, you know, I had some business meetings and I had to have some tough discussions there. And it's one of those days where a lot of things feel heavy. Everything feels like it's not going right. And it's easy to focus on what's not going right. And you have to stop yourself in those moments and say, well, hang on, yeah, these are the things that are going wrong right now, and that's frustrating. And it's easy to catastrophize and say, oh, well, nothing in my life is working. This is all hard. Now, you know that that's not true. And the reality is, I'm tired. I haven't had enough sleep. That therefore means my mindset is not in 100% best place. That means I'm not as productive. It means I'm not as excited about doing the work stuff that I need to. I'm frustrated by the fact that I don't get to get a break. I'm frustrated by the fact that I can only plan things out 24 to a maximum 48 hours ahead because of everything else that's going on around me with life right now. And so I get incredibly frustrated when there is, well, SH1T that's going on at work with what my business stuff that is wasting me money, costing me thousands of dollars, and I can spend that thousands of dollars and I have absolutely nothing to show for it. Because it's all about back-end stuff, protecting, upgrading websites, updating security, putting in, you know, cleaning out viruses, doing stuff to stop constant attacks against you. Like the amount of spam and attacks that I get is ridiculous. So it costs money to stay on top of that stuff that nobody sees apart from me and my IT people. You know, and that frustrates me. It's wasted money. And you could say, well, it's investing in protecting everything, but I see it as just it's money being burned. And it's, you know, it's annoying as crap. And the more successful you become, more people want to attack you. But anyway, there's just a lot, right? There's just a lot going on. And it just weighs on me today. And so it's frustrating for me to have all that and then also not be as productive as I want to be because I demand so much of myself and, you know, I schedule various things for learning and that kind of stuff that have been placed in the morning and some in the afternoon and, yeah, I'm not excited about them. I'm not getting them done because I'm just tired, you know, and it's like, man, I've got you know, no opportunity really to get away and rest. I'm trying to plan that right now, how I can get a couple of days away and when's the right time to be doing that. And ironically, it's probably the best time is when my daughter goes into hospital so that at least I've got, you know, I know that she's taken care of. And then, you know, there's just my eldest one. And probably it's when my youngest one's in hospital and my eldest one is with her mum for a few days. And I say, bang, all right, I can do this now. And so I think that's what it's going to be. I'm just going to have to make a call. I want to get away for ideally 3 to 4 days. But I think the reality being if I could go away on a Thursday and a Friday, maybe come home Saturday and have like Saturday, Sunday at home, doing those things, you know, continuing on from my business planning and so forth, then I think that would serve me really, really well. So it's just going to be one of those snap decisions that I'm going to have to make. But it feels frustrating. So I love planning, right? I love being organized, knowing that, all right, I've got this thing coming up, looking forward to. It could be days, it could be weeks, you know, it could be months before I can do that. You know, I've got some marketing out there at the moment for my business. It's not working. Yeah, it's not working. And why is it not working? Because Facebook won't let me advertise in the way that I want to advertise. You know, it's so frustrating, and they control how much it is that your audience will see. It's something like one, so I have like 4,400, something like that, friends on Facebook. Only 1 to 3% of those friends see what I post. And I put a lot of effort into my postings. So I'm looking at other platforms as to how I can do that. But that's gonna take time to build. I'm looking at my websites and looking at, okay, well, I need to go back to my direct email list and cleaning that up, because some of that's 12 years old. Now, there's some people in there that they've never dealt with me and they never will. So it's time to just clean those out and start rebuilding that that list, so that I can be only talking to those people that want to get my message, and you know, communicating more through that and through my website, through my blog and stuff. And I've allowed some of those things to slip. And right now, I'm just putting in place those processes so that I can, you know, get the space to do these things. You know, everything takes time. And, you know, Tuesday is typically a day that I'd have for myself, right, to be working on the business. However, one of the issues is, the last few weeks is I'm going to hospital, I'm visiting. Right, so I'm visiting my daughter. So today she wasn't in hospital, she's going back to hospital today, and her mum's taking her. So I've got that time to do it, but because I've been so exhausted, I'm there like, man, this is the first Tuesday I've had in a number of weeks, and I'm exhausted. You know, and all these things are going wrong. And so I have to have the right messaging to myself, right? I have to be, I guess, firm on myself, but also kind in some way, so that I don't just continuously beat myself up, because there is no good in that. And if I'm going to have this continuous improvement mindset, then I have to find a way to cut through all this stuff. And the way that I approach it is this. So I'm going to, so it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I take my daughter home, and I've got to take her, one of her friend's sister to the train station, another friend home to her place. That's probably home by 5 o'clock or 5:30. I'm working later tonight. I'm going to go home, spend some time with my eldest daughter, some fun time. I'm going to rest. I'm going to relax. I'm going to do some work later on tonight. I'm not going to do the heavy stuff. I'm going to do some planning for tomorrow. Get to bed earlier tonight. Get up early tomorrow. Refreshed. Tomorrow's actually a public holiday. Work hard tomorrow to make up for today. Have some fun with the kids if both of them are back home. And just reset, refocus. Sometimes you can't just keep on going all the time, right? You gotta listen to what's going on, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I'm human, right? Sometimes things don't always go the way that I want, but you live and learn, and I take stock of it. It's like the Australian Open tennis is on at the moment, right? You have a loss. What do you learn from it? How do you grow? How do you keep digging? Never give up. Keep pushing. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See you tomorrow.